This ASAP podcast is brought to you by Spec Athletic, the synthetic sports surfacing company, building facilities that athletes can work out on, train on, and compete on. Spec Athletic, the flooring professionals with Regapol America technology. Check them out at specathletic.com. This is Ed Sicali with Athletic Strength and Power Podcasts, and today I'm in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, with the director of sports performance for football, Brandon Horrigan. Brandon, welcome to our podcast.
Well, thank you for having me. Greatly appreciate it.
And tell you what, it's a beautiful day here in Winston-Salem today, and you've got it all going. There's a lot going on in your training center. Tell us a little bit about what's going on today with the Demon Deacons. And
this morning at 6 o'clock, we had a group in, and that's mainly our skill group. So we have our skill and our combo, our big skill guys in at that time. And they train at that time because I wanted to be able to have those guys work out and then rest throughout the day, because they're going to come back this afternoon. We'll do a skills and drills workout with the coaches. And then after that workout's done, it's about a 25-minute workout. When that's done, then they'll go into 7-on-7 in team. And that typically, I mean, in terms of the volume of running, those guys, it's pretty high. It's high on this day. So, to get them in early, get the workout done. The workout's about an hour and 15 minutes. And then they recover, come back later on this afternoon. It works out well, or has been for the last, we're in week 4 now of our summer program. So it's been working out well. We train Monday, Tuesday. Wednesday is our recovery day. And then Thursday, Friday, we'll come back with lifts and runs. So it's a packed schedule right now. I mean, we're going pretty much 5 days strong, so it's going well.
Yeah, and like a lot of the schools that I've been to, there's a transition going on. There's building, there's construction, there's a big crane out front. You've set up inside an indoor for now, and that looks like a pretty cool place anyway.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, we love it. It caters to us, to where we're able to train, our lifts as well as our transition time to go onto the field works out well. I mean, we're in and out of things way more efficient than we've ever been. So it's actually changed our training, our philosophy in terms of timing. We can get more things done. And we're excited, I mean, because in the next phase, we'll be going into a new building. So in between where you see the crane, that's going to be a sports performance center, which is going to cater pretty much all our athletic teams. We'll have a weight room for football. There'll be a weight room for Olympic sports, and there'll also be a weight room for basketball. So all those weight rooms will be in that down lower area, and then they're going to be building offices and performance. Different parts of the performance center will be catered to different teams, whether it's meetings or areas where they can do games and nutrition to whatever. I mean, it's going to be a big full allotment of stuff, and that's supposed to open of April of next year. So we're excited about that. It's moving fast and it's looking great right now.
Once again, I'm with Brandon Horrigan. We're at Wake Forest University, Demon Deacons, and there's a lot of construction going on. And as you just heard, the new phase is being shifted in. It's going to be open in about a year and a half, you say?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All goes well.
Uh-huh. And then, we got a good look at this rack system, the Sorenex rack system that you have in there, and it's pretty cool. I mean, it's unbelievable, all the things that you can do off all the total setup.
Yeah, it's awesome. They did an excellent job, Sorenex did, and we went with them because the biggest thing was that at the end of the day, whatever needs to be done, we can do it. So in terms of, you saw the area, we need jammers. Well, we can put them on the racks. We need Vertimaxes. Well, we can put them on the racks with the Raptors. We can do a lot of different things training-wise and have them on the racks, so it takes out the footprint of us taking that piece of equipment, buying 5 jammers or 5 Vertimaxes. And the other thing was we were going to have difficulty with storage, so we didn't have enough storage, so we had to try to figure out all those capabilities. And Sorenex was able to do that for us, as well as just listen and learn and actually lift. Bert came in, he lifted with us, he understood what we were kind of looking at, from a physiological standpoint, as well as a philosophy standpoint, what we needed to do. And all those things kind of came back to, like, this is what we, we're going to have to go with. So they did an awesome job, for us. So we're so happy and proud of their equipment.
Yeah, cause we've seen schools in transition move from, an actual building into a
you know, an indoor. We saw it at Georgia Tech. We've seen the Cincinnati Bearcats are in a bubble right now. So, you know, it can be done. And then it's actually pretty cool because, like you say, you just you don't have any transition time. You're right there to your indoor and right to your running program or whatever.
Yeah, and there's a lot to be said for it and learned from it. I mean, I did, you know, I called Coach Sisk and asked him about how it was for them and just the different ideas that you get from the other coaches that have done it. And we've learned we had to put steel plates down in our platforms because just based on the droppage of tonnage from cleans and deadlifts and things like that, I mean, it was seeping into the floor off of, like our first week. So we had to actually put down sheets of steel ply, sheets of like plywood, right? And basically it covers our whole platform area. And that's been, you know, something new and exciting to see how that works out. And it's worked out well. And just a different, you know, we don't have AC in there. So, I mean, we just got to go ahead and keep grinding it out in the summertime. And you know, just the different ways that we can go about getting our guys in and out of lifts to running and not missing a beat. You know, it's been awesome. It's been truly been a great experience for us.
Right. And hey, if a dude wants to play big time football, this is the place to do it. And with that schedule lined up, it's heavy hitters and it's nonstop, you know, action.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we can't, you know, with this opportunity of having the indoor as well as having the weight room. You know, our guys can come in, they can work out, you know, on our off days, we get guys in there doing yoga, doing our recovery systems. On Saturdays, we have guys coming in throughout the day, whether they're throwing on the field to even coming in, you know, into the weight room. We'll have at least 60, 70 guys in there throughout a Saturday. You know, before we've never been able to do that, you're sharing a weight room with other sports and you only have so much time that you can utilize the weight room here. I mean, it's really open door. They can come in, you know, when they need throughout the day. Get extra, whatever it might be. It's just been awesome.
Coach, you know, for years we went to visit programs and look at programs, and for the recovery and the nutrition and everything, you know, they could have like a, you know, they'd have a bagel or a cracker or, you know, some sort of bar or whatever for the post-workout. Now, one of the things that's exploding is nutrition for sports and performance and enhancement of that. What's going on at Wake Forest with that?
So you know, I always felt that nutrition was a hidden factor. I mean, with everything you can be good at in strength and conditioning, whether it's the training, the strength, you know, to the power, to the conditioning, to the running. I mean, all these different facets, flexibility, you have to be good in all these different fields. But a hitting agenda, I always thought, was nutrition, you know, and how can we enhance that part of it for our athletes? And when I started at Clemson University, you know, we kind of developed a nutrition area where our guys could come in, they could get shakes throughout the day. They could also, you know, we knew each guy that had a set protocol from vitamins, minerals to, you know, the different types of supplements that we were using. And we just kind of developed that philosophy. And everywhere I've been, I've really made sure that it's number one priority in terms of our guys understand how important it is. So, you know, pre-workout, we make sure our guys are hydrated. We make sure that our guys are you know, basically, everybody has to have a water bottle. They're drinking water throughout the workouts. And obviously, in the area we're in now, hydration is huge just because of how hot it is. So we make sure that you know, all the different things that we're using, whether it's hydration-wise or, you know, for cramps, things of that nature, that's kind of taken care of right away from the get-go. And then, you know, throughout the workout, our guys get, interesting enough, they get hungry and they want to eat. You know, they want to be able to snack on something. So whether it's bars, we offer them sandwiches. We try to do, you know, more invest in food versus supplements. So our guys are eating, you know, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. They have yogurt. They have, you know, different things, you know, different packages of nuts to beef jerky, whatever it is that, you know, each guy individually kind of likes. And they're taking those things during and after the workouts. And then after the workouts, we'll have, you know, set number of guys that we call high needs that might, you know, need the extra calories, so they're getting an extra calorie shake, or a guy who doesn't need as much and he's getting a lower calorie shake. So, I mean, just the whole side of nutrition is its own, and it's a big factor in terms of recovery and what the guys, you know, what they put into it is what they get out of it, you know, really at the end of the day.
And then you guys do a lot with actual recovery, and, you know, it's kind of a hot topic now in the performance world now.
Yeah, we do. We, you know, we definitely stress to our guys individually. A guy will have, you know, different types of limiting factors, whether it's in the hips, the ankles, shoulders, whatever, and we'll kind of set different parameters for that guy to work on different things, you know, throughout the workout as well as after the workout. And then on Wednesdays, what we'll do is, you know, we'll have what I call recovery school. We'll kind of go through each body part individually and put them through stretching, rolling, you know, warm-ups, mobility type of things to help them, you know, feel better. Because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, that they feel better. They get a smile on their face and they felt better than when they came in, you know. And we're just trying to coach them up in those different positions to get them better at that.
Coach, you've been doing this a long time. We heard you talk a little bit about Clemson, and you can remind us about some of the relationships that you built down there. But, you know, tell us a little bit about your background and how you got right here at Wake Forest University and right here in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Sure. So we'll probably have what we have an hour to go off. but anyway, yeah, I started my graduate assistantship at Clemson University. A guy named Gary Wade, he hired me at Clemson, and I went down, and the first day that I started with Larry Greenlee, who's actually, he's still there at Clemson, and he and I started as graduate assistants. And unfortunately, Coach Wade didn't, he ended up losing his job with the coaching change, and that brought in Coach Batson, who I formed a great relationship with and still a huge mentor of mine. Call him, talk to him, we went down and visited those guys a couple weeks ago. It's awesome. I mean, those guys they're great, and obviously, you know, their hard work has paid off, you know, this year to win the national championship, and that's awesome. I mean, couldn't have been happier for those guys. From that opportunities at Clemson, I worked there for 3 years. My last year, I trained basketball, so I was head of the basketball program. And then from that, you know, kind of stemmed into an opportunity to go to Kansas City Chiefs as an intern. I interned there for a little bit, and coaching changes, whatnot happened with that, and went back to Boston. That's where I'm from, as you can tell. I'm not,
oh, yeah, definitely.
Not from around these parts. But anyway, and worked with a couple of my buddies there in a performance facility where we trained a ton of athletes for hockey. That was a big sport up in Boston. But my heart was back in college in the collegiate setting, so I got an opportunity to go back in at Arizona, the University of Arizona. One of my buddies, Preston Green, was there. I ended up working with them, and that was a good opportunity, great opportunity for myself to learn and be able to experience a lot of different things. We were learning from Charles Poliquin, who was there at the time, as well as Mark Verstegen at API, in their performance center. So we were learning a lot, and it was a great time for me. But I did get an opportunity to go back to Boston to work for a head coach that I played for in college, and he was at Northeastern University. So I went back to Boston, and from there really settled down. That's where my career kind of, for the next 5 years, I was there working with football, with hockey, also had my business going, met my wife, had our son, you know, and that was all going well until the point of just the hustle of Boston, how expensive it was, that I had to kind of, you know, figure it out. My wife was, you know, she was like, you're strained. You're going from not only working, you know, at university, but you're doing a lot of part-time stuff. You're hardly ever around, you know? I mean, it's like, just to make a living up there, it was so difficult. So I started researching different areas. Down south was the way to go if you're going to be a strength coach, the affordability to live. And I found out that there was an opportunity at Richmond, University of Richmond, job had opened up, strength job. And I interviewed with Coach Clausen, went really well. He offered me the job and went down there and worked for him for 4 years at University of Richmond. So that's how I kind of formed a relationship with Coach, and things went really well. We won the national championship at Richmond. That was great. Built some good, bonds with athletes, and it was a great experience. Moved on, went to the University of Virginia for 2 years. Coach had moved on. He went to Tennessee. And then he ended up coming back to Bowling Green, Ohio. And he, you know, at Virginia, ended up losing that job. And it was kind of down and out. Didn't really know what I was going to do. He called me, offered me an opportunity to go back to Bowling Green to work under him. And that was awesome. It was a great experience to go back there. You know, we had some great years there, and then, you know, with that, got an opportunity to go to Wake Forest. So that's where for the last 4 years have been here. So I think, in all, in terms of career, you find that coach, and that coach, you know, likes you, believes in you, he'll take you to different places. He will take you to that next level. Excuse me. So you just, you know, have to really just buy in to that program. He buys into you and who you are. You know that he has your back, and all good things kind of happen through that.
So, in, you know, in the end, it all continues to work out for you. And I'll tell you what, things are rolling right here at Wake Forest, and it looks like it's a positive experience. And you know, we talked to some of your guys that are working with you, and you got a good young staff, and you know, it seems like they got a lot of pep, a lot of juice.
Oh yeah, no, they're awesome. Excuse me, they're the ones that really do all the hard work. I mean, they're the ones that grind every day for me. You know, I listen to them. I you know, try to go through each and every, you know, facet of the program with them to try to, you know, get different ideas and what they're thinking and what they would do. You know, I've been blessed. I mean, my assistant who's been with me, Chad Barry, since we've been here at Wake, I was able to get him at Bowling Green, and he came as an intern, but he had worked with Dick Hartzell for Jump Stretch for many years, and he was just a solid molded guy. Was able to put him in place as a full-time assistant at Bowling Green. He traveled with me down here. From here, on the Olympic side, I've had David Bass. He's come over and helped us out. He's done a tremendous job. He's done, you know, a lot of good different things for us, putting his time in, you know, and he's been pulled in different directions from the Olympic side as well as on our side. So he just keeps on being a steady guy. And now we're able to hire different positions. We were able to get a position created 2 years ago, and with that position, I just hired a new guy who's shaping up to be doing a great job for us. And you know, we're going to be getting another position opening up here soon. So little by little, it's all kind of, you know, coming together, and it's awesome. I mean, we just, you know, I can't appreciate it enough. And again, that comes back from the head football coach being able to go and talk to him and say, hey, listen, this is what we need. This is, can we, you know, it might not happen tomorrow, but all in all, little things get done. And, you know, you just got to be able to go to that coach and say, hey, this is what we need, and have the reasoning behind it of why.
Yeah. You know, so, yeah. So you guys have that relationship, and you have a vision for what you see, what mm-hmm. needs to be done. And he attaches it to it.
Right. Exactly. He listens to me, and, you know, you just got to find that right time to be able to talk to him and get it done. Luckily, he's a weight room guy. He's in the weight room a lot, you know, and those are the times that typically I'm able to talk to him and just express the way I feel about things. And he gets it. I mean, he understands. He knows the importance of it, which is awesome, too. That's huge.
Yeah. Well, Brandon Horrigan, we certainly appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your day to spend some time with us with our ASAP Athletic Strength and Power podcast. Well, Coach, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me. And let's have a great day. Go Deeks.
You know it.